Monday, the 1st of August, has brought into force an amendment to the road law which aims to simplify the penal point system in place by being more tolerant of minor offences while increasing punishment for dangerous driving. The new measures are the second phase of a reform aimed at making Czech roads safer. Daniela Lazarová has the story.
June of 2006 brought what was described as a revolution on Czech roads, a penal point system aiming to deal primarily with hazardous drivers and repeat offenders. Over those 5 years, 33,000 Czech drivers had their driver's licenses confiscated as a result of the new law, and the police have reported a drop both in the number of road deaths and serious accidents. However, with over 750 road deaths in 2010 and close to 3,000 serious injuries that year, the country still has a big problem. The newly introduced amendment to the penal point system targets the main reasons behind the still high death toll: excessive speeding, drink driving and risky overtaking. While 17 lighter offences have been dropped from the penal point system altogether and will now only be punishable by a fine, offences considered a serious threat to road safety will get a higher number of penal points. Excessive speeding and risky overtaking can get offenders 5 points out of an overall 12. Not using a safety belt, a frequent oversight, has seen an increase from 2 to 3 points in adults and 4 points if a child is found to be travelling without a safety belt. Whether or not the new amendment should introduce some degree of alcohol tolerance in a nation of recognised beer lovers caused a stormy debate in Parliament. In the end, the policy of zero tolerance continues, although drivers with a low alcohol content in their blood below 0.3% will only be fined, while those with anything above that stand to lose up to 7 points. A new measure which aims to target speeding is the removal of road signs alerting drivers to the presence of a police radar ahead. Although the police can still put up such signs at high-risk stretches of the road as a preventative measure, they will be able to use radars anywhere. Exceeding the speed limit by up to 5 kilometres in municipalities and by up to 10 on the highway can be punished by a fine of up to 2,500 crowns. Anything above that is punishable by the loss of up to 5 points. If they are dubious regarding the technical state of a vehicle, traffic police can order a driver to get an immediate check-up on condition that a facility providing that service is located no further than 4 kilometres away. And the amendment has finally addressed another problem plaguing traffic police, the notorious road races. While in the past Czech police had little clout in dealing with the matter, which was in sharp contrast with the state of affairs in neighbouring Germany, for instance, now even the mere suspicion that a driver is taking part in such a road race can result in the confiscation of the respective vehicle for up to 48 hours. The basic rule remains. On getting 12 points, a driver is stripped of his or her license for a year and needs to undergo psychological assessment tests to get it back. On the other hand, a year free of transgressions will make them eligible to get 4 points deleted. In the past 5 years that the penalty point system has been in force, over 33,000 drivers were stripped of their license. Of those, 1,720 were women. 80% of those who got penalised only once. And 5.8 million drivers still have a clean record.
Thank you, Daniela Lazarová. Now, Sara Borůvka has the latest Czech sports news.